Welcome back, folks! Ready to do it. Got a whole lot of show. Belly is across the way. He's here with me. What's up, boss?
What up? I'm here.
Show him that belly out. Thank you, Chris and Emily Jakes. Coolest t-shirt ever. All right, let's go. I got a big show. Belly, I don't have time. Can we run long today if we have to?
Run as long as you like.
Don't waste any time with any of that. I love it. Let's go. Patrons Only Podcast is on Thursdays. You can check that out, and you should, because it's getting really good. Belly hosts it, and I produce it, and it's probably what we should do every Tuesday. I think those are the natural roles. I have so much fun producing. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you want to...
We talked about why my head is shaved.
Well, yeah, your head is shaved.
I went full Britney.
What?
Well, remember when Britney shaved her head?
Oh, yeah, Britney, she went Spears? Nuts. That's true. But we've got like a whole lot to do today. For all of you who are here live, I'm talking to Brandon Ogden. We're going to spread the stoke in about 12 minutes, so don't go anywhere.
Bring your knives.
The pint is here. What does that mean for you?
Not mine yet.
Well, it'll be here soon, sir. And then I've got a whole lot of fails that have nothing to do with the pint. I don't want you to think that we're sitting here hating today, but I have a reason that my shoulder is feeling like I threw 114 pitches last night.
Oh.
I have a reason that my coffee is stained on the side of the road. I have a reason that I'm giving away a one-wheel stand for your car and a Future Motion fender for free. And I have a reason, for at least $3. And then I have a reason that our Smoove Mobile now looks like this.
S-move over. Wow. That's violent.
That's the battery. You guys want to see the battery? Here it is.
That's violent.
Fuck. So we'll get to all that. But first, oh, it's been a hell of a week. I've had a rough week, man. I really have. I've broken shit. I've broken feels like bones. But shout out to Fane Lozman, because I know that dude is hurting. He's over 50 years old. He got a one wheel. He was loving it. And then, bam, broken femur. What is that? What is a femur? Which one is that? Can you just stand up and point to the people? What is a femur?
That is the bone that...
Oh, God, between the hip and the knee?
That's the femur.
Underneath the quadricep?
Femur.
Dude, bad news. So he's hurting. Send him any kind of love you can. Fane Lozman, we're feeling for you, man. We really are. And something that I didn't even write here, because he was supposed to give us a weekly one-wheel challenge, we have to give our winner away. So that's coming up, too. We've got a free bottle of armadillo jizz to send over to a winner at our weekly one-wheel challenges. Belly's freaking out because we didn't talk about that pre-show, but it's okay. I got it covered.
By the way, from the Social Media Lounge, the femur is the largest bone in the body.
Oh, you're the largest bone in the body. Don't break. Don't break. What are we serving in the Social Media Lounge today? Let's go.
Social Media Lounge is getting a good old classic cold cut sandwiches. It's like we're at Subway, except with better bread.
Thank you.
Full 12 inches.
Tomato and ketchup, the Michael Scott favorite.
Yeah.
Bologna, tomato, and ketchup. All right. So before we get anywhere here, there's a reason that I wanted to bring up the Patreon first, and it's not because we're self-indulgent and selling our own shit. Of course we're doing that. It's good. We're working hard over here. And there's never been more of a reason to sign up for the Patreon, except for maybe when we gave away the Leaf Tech. That was pretty cool. Amanda Thompson's been getting better at it. She
and the
says,
Patreon-only podcast.
Well, it's amazing. But, I mean, listen, a $1,500 board is... our podcast is great, but I'd rather a Leaf Tech.
True.
She's getting better at it, but she did say that the one thing... The one word to describe it is janky. Amanda, stick with it. As soon as you start getting comfortable at higher speeds, it'll start clicking for you, I promise. But no, there is a lot going on at our Patreon page right now, which is where you can support the squad. You can join Clyde's army. You should probably stop banging the soundboard. It's patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC. Clyde is freaking out over there. Like, what are you doing?
I'm just ready for everything to go wrong. Let's just power it off while we're at it.
The reason you should head over there is because we've got a brand new one-wheel parody up. Belly, you haven't even heard this yet.
No, this will be like fresh on the ears, like the song from me to you.
Oh, when you did
this? Billy the Cowboy.
He surprised me with this.
Yeah, so I'm getting surprised now.
Looch, I got something great for you. You're going to love this.
I was teasing him for like 3 days. So I was like, oh, it's coming. Cowboy.
here to question the Lurch Dog and put his patience to the test.
Yeah!
Oh, Billy the Cowboy, welcome to the show, sir! What is, you seem to be upset that I was smacking my soundboard. What's the problem?
Well, first of all, what's a soundboard?
Soundboard is how I get all of my audio to the people.
What now? How does that work? Do you scream into it and then it sends it out?
Well, I've got this microphone here. I talk here and then it goes. You know what? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not really sure what this sounds boarding are.
Now, in fact, keep the hat on.
Is it made of wood?
Keep the hat on.
Is it made of wood?
It is not made of wood. Get out of here, Billy. Here's the question. I really want to talk to you. You stay here. I want your theme music out of here. Why should I no longer curse on this channel?
Because there's a good chance that the mothers and children of the channels would not appreciate your foul language.
But I like to curse.
We're better than that there, Sir Looch. I think you should find yourself a way to express yourself in better terms.
You want me to be better? Is that what you're saying? Be better? And not get our channel demonetized from YouTube? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like I've got a Matty Potts coming at me here in a few seconds. So you just let me know how that turns out
there
for
you.
There
it goes, Billy the Cowboy, ladies and gentlemen. Get out of here. All right, yeah, we're going to try to stop cursing. Apparently, that's a problem. You can't monetize if you can't curse. You know what? Honestly, here's the problem, though. And believe me, we'll get to everything I talked to or talked about. But I don't want our show to suffer because of monetization of our YouTube channel for 19 cents a day. It's not even a day. It's like a month. It's not a lot. So, really, I don't want the show to suffer. We're going to make sure that it doesn't. I promise you that.
12 after taxes.
We are figuring this out as we have just figured, just hit the monetization on YouTube. So, really, the reason I wanted to send you over to the patron,
though. A phonograph
though,
from the Social Media Lounge. That's great.
Touchdown. A phonograph? Very nice. No, I wanted to send you guys over there because you know my name is Adam Carluccio, and I am very proud to be a owner and host of TTR Studios, Gem, the voice of One Wheel, and everything that we do here. But what is going on so important in the Social Media
from
Lounge?
From the Social
what?
Media Lounge, Texas Red Fox says, be better. I'm using my Texas or my Billy the Cowboy accent for this. I still know men that will knock you out for cursing in front of a lady.
Bring it on. Bring it on. I challenge you to a duel, sir. Pa-pa.
Keep it old school.
So the reason I wanted to point you over to the Patreon before we get Brandon Ogden on here in about 4 minutes, I just wanted to make sure you know my name is Adam Carluccio.
You know, we have the Nerf guns for that duel. Later.
That is true. That is true. I am the fastest draw east of the Mississippi, son. Don't fuck with me here. Damn it, I did it again. But I wanted to tell you guys that, yes, I am Adam Carluccio, but our boy Clyde, a.k.a. Nah, it wasn't Clyde. It was Looch Dog. You don't know him. He's another intern here, Looch Dog. He was the original founder of TTR Studios. We keep him in the intern position because if you give him another cent, his head will get huge. The ego on this Looch Dog, it's massive. He loves to hear himself talk. He loves.
Sorry, that's...
Stay there. There we go. Hold on. There you are. You're back. I'm sorry, everybody. I was just telling you, that's what happened. He was in the back, and he pulled the plug. This Looch Dog character got so mad at me for saying that. He actually pulled the plug on the broadcast. I'm calling Cox Cable. I swear to God. And
Cox blows.
He was upset because he wanted to make sure that everybody heard something that he did in the studio this weekend. So we know that you guys know that I'm a wedding DJ, and Looch Dog knows that Adam here is a wedding DJ. Yeah, of course. I'm one of the best wedding DJs on the planet. Are they there?
They're there. All right. Start talking about Clyde, and Clyde just
tripped. I know.
You start bashing Clyde and telling him there's some other intern. He's pulling the plug on us.
Jeez.
You know this. Clyde doesn't like when you talk about Looch Dog.
Well, maybe Clyde will like this. This is the newest parody song from Looch Dog and TTR Studio C.
I wonder if you have ever been told that life can be tough when you grow a little older, but I'm here to remind you that doesn't have to be true. Just pick up a tablet. Just controls, 'cause there's one thing to do at the end of the day. Grab a few friends or one wheel and then say, I'm so glad I get to one wheel with you. I want a one wheel with you.
Thank you! Gentlemen, Luch Dog from TTR Studios.
Dropping it hot.
Studio C, that's up on our Patreon page, and that's the only place I'm putting it. I'm not putting that on YouTube. I'm just leaving that on the Patreon page.
People want that on their iTunes.
No, you can't have it. Yeah. You can't have it.
That's how you get your wife into one-wheeling.
I love Wedding Singer. Yeah. And when I actually had a wedding bride ask me if I could perform that song on her wedding day so that she could sing it to her groom. Amazing. Touchdown for that bride.
At my vow renewals, Chris and I will dance to this.
That has to give her a belly out. That's Emily Jake. She made that shirt. I love it. Chris and Emily, we love you. DMV riders. But no, I had a bride ask me to do that song, and then I realized, like, I didn't even have to look up the chords. It's just such a very basic chord structure that I just kind of was like, oh. So I will make a music video for that, and that's why I have this fail coming later. I'm not gonna show it to you, but Belly, now that's why I wanted to show them, because I videotaped myself making this whole thing, and I'm gonna put a video together that I will put on YouTube, but it's gonna take me about a week.
It was fantastic. Now the one thing
that was the first time you've heard that.
That was the first time I've heard it. It was great. You matched the chords perfectly. Great lyrics. Great lyricing right there. But what I really want to know is, when you're making this video, are you gonna have the Adam Sandler like perm?
Oh, should I perm it?
You need the a wig with all a perm for that video, bro.
All I have is Papa Luch Dog.
You need like a neon blue yeah, suit.
I think it's in the budget. I think it's in the budget. You guys, in fact, go over to the Patreon, support the squad, come strong. That'll increase our budget, and we can do stupid things like that and start dressing up and make music videos.
I just want to see you standing on a stage like,
dude, I've got a lot of content coming. I've got a whole lot of content coming. Am I wrong? Are you almost freaking out? Like, I feel like I'm overwhelming Belly with the amount of ideas that are coming out of my brain.
There's so many ideas coming out that I can't keep up with ideas that he's dropped off the face of the earth and totally forgotten about. Because I'm like, man, that sounds great. But, you know, there's like 6 ideas ago, you had this other idea.
I have a problem with finishing things. But I did finish that one, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. We'll play it again one more time at the end of the show, and then that's it. You got to go over to the Patreon. .com/TTR Studios LLC, and that's the only place you
that song touched a soulless ginger's heart.
I freaking love you guys, man. Let's get it. Brandon Ogden, I need him. Can we get in here? I'm going to take a quick break. We'll get Brandon Ogden. Don't you guys go anywhere. Maybe just take a quick bathroom break, Christmas tree, or, you know, whatever you need. We'll see you in about a minute and a half. Brandon Ogden will be with us in just a few. Guys, I want to take a minute and talk to you about Concage Fishbones, because for modification free, Concave fixes you can also modify to fit your foot and your riding style. Head over to fishbones.life. That's www.fishbones.life. And order a set to find your fish, transform your ride, and carve harder, carve deeper than with traditional foot pads. Concage Fishbones, ladies and gentlemen, look at this dude hanging out with you from Studio A. Brandon Ogden joins the show. What's up, boss?
How's it going, guys?
Oh, man, we're so glad you're here, dude, from Sacramento, California. Talk to me, dude. How are the Christmas trees up there?
They're good. Yeah, just enjoying everything. So yeah, I'm like 30 minutes above Sacramento up the hill. But yeah, no, the Christmas trees are good.
The Christmas trees are good. What is this White Claw that all of you basic bitches up there are drinking? What is happening?
Oh, man. The spiked seltzer, yeah.
What? I'm surprised he doesn't know what this is, to be honest. Like, you don't know what White Claw...
Of course I don't know. What is White Claw?
You haven't had any of the hard seltzers at all?
No.
So basically, yeah, it's the new thing.
No, I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from Brandon. What is the deal? Yeah. What is White Claw?
They're hard seltzers. They're different flavors. They're low in alcohol, so you can drink them, you know, while riding and not get too faded while riding. So that's good.
Brandon, is it true that you are a better one-wheel rider? Disclaimer, don't listen to anything I'm about to say after one, possibly two beers.
Absolutely. I've ridden with a few people lately, and they're like, hey, dude, my ankles are really stiff. Have a beer, and the ankles loosen up.
Weird. I mean, ibuprofen also works, but like that's not as fun.
It's not as fast acting.
All right, what's up, man? Listen, I saw you. You've been a longtime friend of the show. We're glad to have you. Is this your first time on here? I can't imagine it is.
Yeah, this is my first time on here.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Can I just open the floor to you? What would you like to tell the people? Who are you? What are you about? Why do you ride a one wheel? Like, what's it meant to you?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been one wheeling a little bit over a year now. Had some friends from up here who were posting pictures and videos of the one wheel all the time and realized that was something I needed to look into. They told me about it and I bought it real quick. Oh.
Yep,
you're good. No, we got you. We just don't have your video, but that's what.
Yeah, so they just started telling me about the one wheel, and I literally didn't even go over to their house and try one. I just bought a plus online, and
Brandon.
Now I work one day a week at the float shop, and yeah, I love the community. It's kind of a crazy feeling to be a part of everything.
Hang out a second. The internet just dropped, so it's gonna come back here in a second.
It loves us.
It loves us. It loves you guys. There he is. All right, good. So everybody's back, right? For that exhale, that's good. So you joined, it took you, how long did it take you from seeing your first one wheel? If you just dropped out from the internet, you didn't miss anything,
yeah.
We paused for you. How long did it take you from seeing the first one wheel ad to purchasing your first one wheel?
So it's funny, I was actually on Kickstarter for a while, and I think I did about 20 Kickstarter backer things or whatever, and right when I would cut myself off from Kickstarter, they posted the V1 on Kickstarter. I saw the video and was like, this thing can't be real. They're stealing money from people, and so I got off Kickstarter. So I probably waited, 2 years or a year and a half until the Plus was released, and then that's when I finally got into it.
Well, I've never been somebody to contribute to a Kickstarter. I actually feel bad asking people to contribute to our Patreon because I'm like, I am the kind of consumer that's like, you're not getting my money.
Yeah,
I swear to you, that's how I am.
You say that, but
you guys are putting out the content and stuff. And I think with Kickstarter, the only thing that scares me is out of 20 Kickstarters, I had two of them that never delivered. Some dude overseas took all the money and you never saw anything from it. So that's why I was skeptical on the one wheel when I first saw it on there.
Yeah, well, that's the danger of Kickstarter. It's all about hopes and dreams.
Has that happened? Yep. That's like a nightmare. Well, can you?
Oh,
tell-
it's
and
happened.
It's in their disclaimer too. I mean, they don't actually have to follow through with the product. I mean, they can say whatever they want to say, but they can run into issues and then just drop it on you.
Hey, Luch, can you do me a favor? Never burp into the mic, please.
I am so sorry. Jesus Christ.
Can you gas out before shows,
I told
please?
You, man, I had a rough night, Belly. I slept like 2 hours last night. God damn it,
The
Brandon.
Guy is only full of gas.
Brandon,
let me
I'm
tell
sorry.
You. He only ingests gas and then just gasses out ridiculously all the time. He's built with
Brandon,
gas.
Brandon, hold on. Can I just stop the show for a second? Brandon, I did that on a first date the other day. I did it on a first date.
Whoa,
can
whoa,
you
whoa,
just...
Whoa.
Can you just give me your reaction? Have you ever done anything like that? Or just, am I, I was feeling
so
comfortable.
Absolutely.
I just happened.
I mean, that's a good thing, though. It means you're comfortable around them.
You were in a nice restaurant and you belched out loud, is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
In front of your date.
I even said, I was like, oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Did you get a second date?
I'm working on it.
Okay. It's in limbo right now.
It may pay off.
But I have to keep it on this train because I know it's a show about one wheels, but you've been inspiring me lately. You've been posting a lot of like, you know, stay in the moment pictures and like, I don't know.
Actually, I used one of his at work the other day.
Oh,
Brandon, I got to give you a shout out. I used one of your pictures you posted the other day. It was the flower that was getting rained on and then not what we needed because for some most that don't know, my restaurant is closing.
Oh, you're going to drop that with Brandon on the line.
I know, but it's not a big deal because it's the thing. Those kind of things happen. It's everyone will be fine because that's how people work.
Yeah.
We will all be fine. I'm probably going to have a job before I even lose this one. So
Billy is out of a job.
Not yet.
I mean, it's coming, and I'm sitting here like, guys, nobody has. I mean, you have no idea. I didn't know you were going to tell everybody that.
Well,
yeah, TTR Studios is going through an overhaul because
I printed out that picture, brought it into work because a lot of people have been down at work, and it's actually helped out a lot of people, giving them that new level of thought. So it's a great share, and I appreciate that, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You've meant a lot to us.
Thank you. No, you guys have been a lot to me. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know. I mean, I was out with an ankle injury for 2 weeks, and I mean, you guys did a Kickstarter for me, and that helped, you know, with a lot of things.
You don't have to tell them about that. That's fine. I'm just glad it helped,
man. I was super stoked on it, and that's, again, part of this community that I really love. It's just that everyone has each other's back, and recently I got out of a 5-year relationship that was pretty rough, and it left me kind of in a hard spot, and I think this community and just the One Wheel in general, like, really helped carry me through that. And just, I don't know. That's why I've been calling my One Wheel my personal meditation device, my PMD. Anytime I need, you know, to feel better or just get out.
Time out. Hop on the One Wheel. Time out. Time out. Ladies and gentlemen, coined.
Patent that, right?
Patent. Brandon Ogden, PMD, personal meditation device.
Meditation device.
That is
or
his.
Medication device.
Or medication. Either one. Both of them are his. Ladies and gentlemen, touchdown from the Social Media Lounge. That's fantastic, Brandon.
Speaking of touchdowns, that's a from One Kill. That's a hard no on a second date for Luch.
Damn it, Kill. What do you mean? I know. It's not happening. And can I just tell you something? As far as personal meditation devices go, I'm glad you're here. Brandon, are you pressed for time or can I keep you here for another 2 minutes?
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay. Here's the deal. I went on this first date and I have been really trying hard to be in the moment. Okay. I've been trying really hard to be more in the moment with my daily just life. Because I told you I watched that Aziz Ansari special. Belly, you saw it. It was good.
It was, yeah.
It was good. It was worth watching, and it was something that I hadn't seen, and the way he ended it was something I've never seen a comedian do before. And it was very present and in the moment, and I know my man Brandon can probably speak to that. You've been trying really hard to get back to you. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what I would say is I've been working on that. Now, Brandon, I went on this date. And before she got there, this dude was sitting next to me. And this dude was clearly by himself. He was overweight, probably some people would say unattractive. Some people would say, I don't want to talk to this guy. I don't want to talk to anybody right now. I'm prepping for a first date. She's coming in.
Did you eat at the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, moving forward. She asked for the bar! Moving forward! I'm not putting... Brandon, if you take a day to a bar, a restaurant slash bar, do you sit at the bar or do you sit at the restaurant? What? Hold on, Brandon. Give me that answer again. Go ahead.
It's wherever they're going to sit me. I don't care. As long as I can eat and drink.
But if you have to make a decision, that's ballsy, man. The girl cares.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I usually take table.
So, I don't want to spend too much time
on
this.
But anyway.
But what I wanted
to say... We're
talking
about the guy, yeah.
The guy is sitting next to me. I did text the girl. She said I'm more of a bar person, so I grabbed a spot at the bar.
All right.
Now, what happened is... No, that's a good question, because I had some big trepidation when I go into a date. I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what to do. But... What I will say is that I was talking to this dude before she got there, and only because as I sat down, I ordered a water. I said, I'm on a date. I got a girl coming in. I'm just going to grab a water for now. And he took the beer list. And I'm going to take my Canadian Dave here thermos as if it were the beer list. And he just went like this to me. And he put it in front of me. And he goes, let me know if you have any questions about any of these. I'm here all the time. I can definitely help you out. And honestly, I was all about being in the moment at that time. And I said, you know, quite frankly, in my head, I'm like, man, I really could use to not have a conversation with this guy right now. Because quite frankly, like, I've only got so much
conversation in me. I got to save it for my date.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So instead, for some reason, I was in a better mindset. And I was just there. I was present. And I just was like, thanks, man. What would you recommend? You know, I'm more of a lager guy. And I got into a conversation with him.
Naked River Light.
Ended up telling him that, good call, that I'm here on a first date, and quite frankly, dude, can I be honest with you? I am so fucking tired of first dates. I am. I'm just tired of them. Brandon, can you speak to that at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even right now, I was posting something the other day, and I was like, dude, online dating is so dumb. Just trying to meet someone and meet an honest person, it's so dumb.
That's why we need a one-wheeled dating site.
Absolutely. I agree.
Tell them why you're laughing.
Because you pointed at me and said it to me, and then I heard you finish it on the mic. And then you're expecting me to say it.
I tried to feed it to him.
And he fed it to me after he turned his mic back on before he finished feeding it to me. That's why we need a one-wheel dating. So yeah, just an esports game e-rider.
I can't tell you guys how many conversations on the DMs have gone like this. Oh, that's cute. Oh, cool. You're into kids. That's awesome. You're single. Oh, sweet. What is that you ride? A one wheel? End of conversation.
Yep.
Brandon, has that happened to you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had it to where they're like, "What the hell is a one wheel?" And then I start telling them, and they're like, "Oh, okay." And then that's it.
That's it. No, he's not wrong. That's commonplace.
Now they see you riding it; it's a little bit different of a story.
Thank you.
You ride up with it. You don't bring it up in combo. No. You ride up with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Or just go show them a video of like Jeff McCosker or someone and be like, "Yeah, that's what I do."
Yes, that's what you do. Touchdown. Touchdown for sure.
So anyway, I was on this date and it was going well, and you could tell that it was going sort of well. And he was sitting next to us, and I brought him into the conversation every now and then. I was just like, "Oh, right, dude, isn't that something you would do?" And like, he was like really laughing and enjoying it. And anyway, like, long story super long, I got to the end of the date and we said, "Okay, we'd like to take the check." And we had at least like two or three beers each and an appetizer, and it was $12. And the bartenders were like, $12? Or I'm sorry, the bartender said $12. I was like, "I'm sorry, $12? And he goes, yeah. So here's what just happened. The guy sitting next to you left you this, and they picked up and put in front of us a plate of cheesecake with a note on a napkin.
That's why you talk to people.
Now he's got his hands up for a touchdown.
That's a touchdown.
Because what just happened was this guy apparently...
Because you spent time talking to him.
Paid for our first round of drinks, and then also asked the bartender to pick up whatever dessert and just offer us a dessert of whatever he wanted, or whatever they chose. And then he wrote a note that said, "Make sure you finish as strong as you start. Have a great night, from a friend."
That guy's a touchdown machine.
I mean,
yeah, that's awesome.
How cool is that?
That's why you spend time talking to people. You never know who you're going to talk to or meet.
Absolutely. But let me tell you something. I didn't tell this girl that I ride a one wheel yet. So I think I've still got a good chance at a date too. But I did want to bring that up because Brandon's been talking a lot in a lot of his social media posts about being present and being a better version of himself. And that was a story from my past that I hope you guys will indulge me and allow me to tell. I know it's going a little long today, but it really meant something to me. And it was so silly because all I had to do was be like, "Oh, thanks, dude. I'm really not a beer drinker," and not talk to him. And none of that happens.
Yep, absolutely.
So, Brandon, why have you been so focused on that lately?
Just because I've been in a bad spot. I don't have many people around here in my town that I'm really friends with, and just trying to get out and meet new people, do new things, kind of get back to not working 6 or 7 days a week and not having a life, you know what I mean? So just trying to get back out there and have fun and kind of get back in tune with what I like to do. So, yeah.
Now shout out to all those people that help you fund all the business, all the fun you're having.
Who do you work for now?
So I work at a grocery store 5 to 6 days a week.
Oh, that's Brandon. That's not at all what I was going for. Don't you work for somebody else?
I work for Jeff McCosker as a pork chop.
There it is.
That's a good spot
to
work.
I'm very thankful for that one. I mean, I got one thing from the Float Life when I first got into riding, and I noticed it was from Sacramento, and I was like, "What the hell?" And hit up Jeff, and yeah, now he lets me come work for him 1 to 2 days a week. So shout out to Jeff and the Float Life, because they are the shit.
Spread the stoke.
Yeah.
All right. Listen,
I
Billy the Cow.
More than they know.
I'm sure you do. Now I'm glad, and I'm gonna let you drop that curse word. But Billy the Cowboy is very upset with you right now. He's very angry.
Yeah, Billy, I know.
Yeah, we're more gentlemen out west.
I was watching that and prepping myself to not cuss because I do drop a lot of cuss words. So
Brandon, you're the best, dude. Are you going to race for the rail?
Too.
Will I see you there in 2 weeks?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am staying on the resort.
Me too,
I probably
me
shouldn't
too.
Say that.
So we'll definitely party it up because, yeah, I'm on the resort too.
Okay, good deal. Bring all of the people from our Clyde's Army, hopefully, will show up at Race for the Rails because I can't wait. I'm signed up to compete. If I win this
Hell
thing,
yeah.
I feel like Future Motion's going to be like, I don't think they like me.
Well, you're going to find out when you and Jack are face to face again.
I hope so. You know, I hope so. Jack, I'll see you soon. Brandon, thanks, dude. We'll see you soon, buddy. You did great today.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hey, have a good one, bud.
He is the best. That is Brandon Ogden, ladies and gentlemen. Well done indeed. I love that dude. He spreads the stoke. The only way he knows how. All right, Belly. Too much on the sheet. So let's get to it.
Let's get on that sheet.
I was riding. I had to drop off my car. Mm-hmm. And I was just one-wheeling to that car because I had to go pick it up. And when I went to go pick it up, it's backwards. I was going to drop it off, right? So I dropped off my car. It's 2 miles away. I got it worked on yesterday. And to Nate Wallace and Kevin Barrett, God damn it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was supposed to go on a ride last night. My car didn't come back until way late. It threw me off, and I'm sorry. However, I dropped my car off at the dealership. I rode my one wheel home. It was 8:30 in the morning. I had one of those coffees in my hand, a coffee with a styrofoam cup and a plastic lid. 7-Eleven style. You know what I'm talking about. Now, I'm riding home. I've got my Scooby-Doo tank top on, no cover, no gear, nothing, because I'm literally trying to ride like, I know this is not a good excuse. All the helmet people, I know, I'm sorry, but I sometimes don't ride with a helmet.
Comfort zones is comfort zone.
Right.
Go ahead.
So I'm riding, and I have this coffee in my hand, and it's a big one. I spent the full $2.15. I went for the big one, the extra large, and I got it in my hand. It's in my offhand. So if I'm riding regular, that means your left foot's in front. I'm holding it in my backhand, my right hand. Now I'm going. I'm cruising. It's 8:30 in the morning. Everybody's driving to work. They look pissed off. I look happy. It's what makes my day. But
other people's misery is what makes me giddy.
Riding free in traffic is the most unbelievable feeling you could possibly think of. It's like, it's the best. Now.
Yes. Laughing at others' misfortune.
Yeah. I love it. What do you mean? No big deal. So I'm driving. I got my coffee in my right hand, and I saw the street is on the right. I'm on the sidewalk. And there's like a grass berm to my left. You guys know my grass. I love it. I got to hit it. So I hit it. And of course, the one up and down that I do, the only path that is possible for me to take to hit this leaf hole, which is what I call potholes in the grass, this leaf hole was bigger than the size of the wheel. So it was on my way down. I went up the berm and then I went down the berm. And on the way down the berm, I hit the leaf hole and the leaf hole stopped the one wheel. And your boy went flying. And because I have my coffee in the backhand, I don't go for a Superman like I typically do, and slide it out like a second baseman, which is what I grew up doing my whole life. That's why I don't get hurt, typically. No. I'm trying to save the coffee. So I just, boom, and I landed on my shoulder, my front shoulder and my front hip. The coffee goes, lands on the sidewalk, and explodes everywhere onto the road.
Coffee shower?
People who were angry driving to work are now laughing at my misery, which is why I feel zero shits about laughing at them.
How much of that coffee you even get to drink?
Oh, dude, I was like maybe a quarter of an inch down it. It was a full cup, full extra large explosion on the concrete side of the road into the road.
Probably on someone's car.
Into traffic. That person, no, they don't. It didn't hit anybody. But I was going to say, they all saw me and nobody stopped. Nobody was like, oh, is he okay? Because I mean, I have a good way of just being like, I throw up a thumbs up every now and then.
Even when you're not?
No, yeah, because I don't come over here. I don't want you to, don't help me. I'm good. Yeah. But, if I'm not good, you'll know it. But that was oh, it's bad. It's bad. Can you give him that face again? It's bad, dude. But this was fine. It just, I woke up. It's weird, man. 35. I'm only 35, and it feels like I threw about 114 pitches. I know this.
Gotta ice it up. Gotta strap the ice bag on.
Which is why I feel bad for, like, my man, Fane Lozman, who's, like, in his 50s and just wore it on the femur. Send him some positive vibes, man.
injuries are part of the game, and it sucks, but that's why the community is so strong, and that's why people get back into it after injuries. They jump right back on. I mean, that's the Stoke is so good in this community that no matter your injury, people are going to jump back on that board and get back into it.
Well, when I dropped it off at the dealership, the guy who was working there was like, okay, got to try it. And he like didn't even give me a chance to say no and started hopping on. And he was like, so how does it work? And he was like getting on it.
That's a nightmare.
It's a slippery showroom floor. I'm freaking out. I'm thinking about Dom and his 590s or whatever the fuck he does. You can't help it today. I'm just dropping them. I told you, I don't want the show to suffer.
No, just keep on rolling, man.
All right, it's going to happen.
Keep it out of your mind. Just keep on rolling.
Clyde's mad.
Yeah, Billy the Cowboy galloped off into the West. He's really upset. He's tired of working for a tyrant who doesn't know how to swear. Doesn't know how to not swear.
All right. I'll move on. Just be careful when you're carrying that coffee. Thank God it didn't spill all over me.
What happened? Did he get the board engaged? Did he start writing it in the showroom?
Sorry, yeah, I was in the middle of that. So what happened was I told him, yeah, fine, dude, but you got to hold my hands. You got to hold my wrists. That's what I always tell people. You can do it, but you got to hold my wrists. There are other people out there. God bless them. Nate Wallace will just be like, yeah, dude, jump on it. You want to try it? Give this a try. I'm like, yo, that's my XR, and it's like been a year. My bearings are about to go. I don't need your wobbly ass all over my
new
board. My
grip tape has no grip left.
I don't want it. I'm sorry. I don't want it. I do not want other people, especially noobs, riding my board. And I know that that's probably not the best way to go about it, but that's how I feel. Mm. Can I drive your car? Probably not.
Mm. I ask anyone who drives a Ferrari all the time. I'm like, yo, can I drive that?
Yeah, sure you do. But that's not
They always say no, weirdly enough. But
it's not a Ferrari, but I mean, it's a $2,000 skateboard. Hey, no, you can't ride it without even asking.
It's a Ferrari to some people. Chris Richardson's is a Ferrari.
You know what? Can I just that's well done. Can I just stop the show real quick and just ask for a phone call on this? Because A, we need to test the phone lines. We just did something different. We upped our internet.
Which apparently doesn't work.
Which dropped out twice today, of course. We went after the last show, and we got a brand new cable box and all this. We swapped it out. We upgraded our internet, and apparently I can't talk right now. I'm slurring my speech. So, can I get somebody to call me in right now? 571-354-7338.
Do you let someone else ride your board when they ask? Do you let someone else ride your board when they ask? 571-354-7338. That's what we want to know.
How do you handle that? Because there are I'm guessing this is something that's split down the middle, man. Like, I have a feeling there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, no, spread the stoke. Get them on the board. But yeah.
I'm sure there's a time and place, right? Oh, we got one coming.
All right. Well, that's good. 571-354-7338 is the number, and I appreciate all of your guys' participation with the show. When you do stuff like this, it just keeps it moving. And it really is helpful to what we're doing here. Just throw them on hold. They don't need the niceties. Caller, who are you and where are you from?
It's June from Washington. What's up?
June Kim from Washington State?
Yes.
Interesting.
June. Washington, Lacey, Washington.
Okay, very nice. So, June, how do you handle it when people ask you, can I ride it? What do you do?
Dude, they go right on. I let them all. Unless I'm riding my pretty board, everyone rides my dirty board.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. We're not all as privileged as you to have a pretty and a nice board. You only have one board. It is your only board.
If it was my pretty board, it'd just be like, I'm low on juice. I got to go.
And I don't think he's wrong for that. He's not wrong for that, folks. Do you want to stick up for yourself? Because I'm guessing there are people out there that would say, June, spread the stoke, bro.
Dude, I went to an event. At the, like, the 4th of July, and I had 70 people ride my board. So when I had my off-road board, anyone could ride it. When I had my plus, anyone could ride it.
June Kim.
That's spreading the stoke.
That is spreading the stoke. But what if you only had one, man?
The thing is, I really like both my boards now because I've done them the way I want. Because when I had my spare boards, it was kind of like, whatever. But if I only had one and I really liked it, I don't know. Depends on who's trying to ride. You can tell what people are going to be really dumb. And what people might be able to do all right.
Now, June,
and not launch it into sky high.
Well, but have you ever changed your bearings?
Yes. All of them have changed bearings at least once.
I have not changed my bearings. I sold my one wheel when it was time to change my bearings because I also had another XR and I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. Lance Hashida, I hope you're enjoying my plus. But I worry that people, once the bearings start to go, wobbly mounting the board can really mess them up. And that's something that noobs just, they sit there and wobble all over it at slow speeds. And I'm like, yeah.
It's because they don't have that one wheel leg strength yet. They're not built like you guys yet. They don't have the calves of strength and muscle.
It's like flying.
Yeah, but I don't think it's gonna ruin the bearings that bad. Just from one little instant of them wobbling for 10 seconds.
June, am I an asshole?
I don't think you're an asshole. I think you're just worried about your board more than you need to be.
Okay, well played.
I would probably let people ride my pint.
Yeah, okay, we'll wait till you get your pint, then we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. It's coming soon.
Like the moment I have a scratch on my board, I don't care anymore. That's all that matters.
That's true. That happens the first.
Not pretty. Who cares?
Whoa. There's a scratchless board out there somewhere?
No, it doesn't exist.
Oh, just like the sidekicks or whatever. Use that to ruin my sidekicks.
All right, now hold on a second. June, you called in at the perfect time because I have to give away a weekly one-wheel challenge winner, and you, sir, are the winner of the challenge this week.
Oh, snap, sweet.
So hold on a second. I'm going to put you on mute. Are you pressed for time, or can you hang on for a second?
No, I'm good.
All right. Hang on for a second. We're going to play the challenge from Corey Bainey. Can you play the original challenge from Corey Bainey? We'll play this for everybody. And then here it comes.
A weekly challenge by Fane Lozman and Chris Richardson. So how can I say no to that? I'm going to go ahead and do a quick challenge here. It should be pretty easy for everybody to complete. We're just going to do a tail slide in with a little kick circle after the end of it. It's a fun way to dismount. Looks pretty cool. So see what you think, and let's see what you guys have got out there. What can you do for your dismount skills? Here we go.
Here he goes, podcasters. He's riding off into the distance. June, he's riding off into the distance. Here he comes. Hold on. He's about to do his slide. Here he comes. Thank you, Anna Orlovska, for filming. Ooh, sexy little spin at the end.
That's how you do it. For next week, Amanda Thompson, it's you. Give us what you got. Bye, everybody.
Amanda Thompson, you are up, and I am curious to see June Kim's video. Now, June, you submitted a video. How was it? Was it hard to do this tail slide, and can you tell me how to do it? Because I tried, and I couldn't figure it out.
Really? Oh, I'm so used to doing burnouts all the time. It's so easy to just drag the tail. Plus, when I had that problem with the other XR where I dragged the tail all the time every time I tried to break it all, you get used to it.
Well, I mean, do you don't turn the board off. Like, you don't demotor, do you? You just put all your weight on the back foot, or what? How does this work?
So the way to practice this is literally break really hard, like, not hard, but slow, like, in a steady pace, and then the board will just give out at some point. You'll feel the motor trying really hard, really hard, really hard, and nowhere it just kind of just drops, and then you'll just tail drag.
Oh, I don't think I want
to
do that.
A good way to practice is get a decent speed, not too crazy fast, and just break, and then at the very end, just push down a little harder, and the motor would give out every time.
I don't want to do anything about it. I want no part of that, June. That sounds terrible. Let's watch your video. Hold on.
It's super slow speed. Well, I'm not doing slow speed in the video, but when you practice, it's just super slow. You're not going very fast when the tail hits the ground.
All right, well, here comes June's video.
It's a good thing to know because something can happen where you're hard braking, and you're going to tail slide. You don't want to just fall off, let the board fly forward. If you can control it, then you just come to a sliding stop, and then you're good.
All right. Hit the volume on that. I need it. I want it in my life. Let's see what happens. This is June's slide. And this spin, just like Corey did. This is what we do in the weekly one-wheel challenges. Ideally every week. Now, June did that, held his balance, and then just burned his motor for a while. Because why not? Still burning. Still holding!
Yeah, I didn't want to go for a full smoke show. It would take forever, so I just stopped it.
June, you're the best. You've won yourself a free can of Armadillo.
He already has that.
No.
Well, we have
I
to
already
send
have
that.
Two.
We already have two? Time out.
He won that during the game.
The face full of you?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what he won during that game.
So then let's do this. Why don't you pay it forward? Can you do that? Pay it forward. You've got your flashlight on. Who do you want to send this to? Just name a name right now. Who do you want to give this Armadillo?
Mike Larney. This is his last name. He's in Seattle. He needs it because he pops tires like crazy.
All right. We'll tag him and tell him that the voice of One Wheel and Corey Bainey are going to send him a free bottle of Armadillo, which we make fun of as Armadillo Jizz. It's slime for your tire. You can run over an entire bed of nails and still be fine. Deal?
Deal. Sounds good.
June Kim, you're one of our favorites over here. You be good, okay, sir? Go ride 1,000 miles.
Will do. Thank you. Will do. See you guys.
Later, buddy. It's June Kim. He's the best.
I only counted one June today.
What? Good job. That's well done. All right, quick ones. I'm going to save the piano. Well, we did call it a lot of fails. The Smooth Mobile fail. Let's just show them that video. What I stupidly did is I took a monopod tripod. Tripod?
Tripod.
Yeah, but it's not a tripod. Like, I can't show the people. It doesn't have three legs. It's just a photography stand that has one leg and three little feet at the bottom. It's about a $300 thing. It's not cheap, and it's awesome. Now, what happened is I got a Smooth Mobile device, which was pretty great until I smashed it up. Sweet. And the way that I did that was I attached this. It's got a screw for like a something to attach at the bottom. So I attached it to the monopod, and then I attached the monopod via zip ties, a lot of them, to the back of my Rad Mini electric bicycle so that on the back of my bicycle, it was going like a monopod up and then the gimbal towards me, and it was shooting out at me. And we took video of that, and then everything went to shit, and I would like to show you that video right now. Now, this is me feeling very confident wearing a t-shirt backwards. But I'm not really thinking straight. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. And I had just done two weddings in a row. I'm not going to say I was hungover, but I'm hungover.
That's what sleeping in's for.
And then all of a sudden I had this idea. Ooh, I'm going to attach this Smooth Mobile $200 gimbal to a $300 monopod and see what I can do.
To a $1,500 bike.
To a $1,500 bike, and then just like, you know, we'll see what happens. So this is me riding and cruising through the neighborhood.
Wearing a $10 t-shirt backwards.
Shut up. I'm cruising through the neighborhood. Until I was like, all right, well, this is good. And then the camera goes crazy, and that's all not worth watching. So I then pulled over and said, okay, cool, let me try again. But I was driving with my kickstand down, so that's what you're hearing now. And then I fixed it. I give you the thumbs up, and here we go. So not been the best start so far. And I'm like, well, let's rip it out on the open road, because this
is
pretty cool footage.
We'll talk about the Rad Mini about this kind of thing.
Oh, no, I will. But I would like to just do a play-by-play as I'm riding out of our neighborhood in Floatville, USA. And if you're wondering how fast the Rad Mini goes, I mean, it's cruising. I'm cruising. I'm hanging out. I'm having a good time.
Survived that curve jump.
It went up the curb, no problem. What you're about to see in about 10 seconds is how my Smooth Mobile got absolutely crushed. I'm out of here. Enjoy the sound.
No.
Now,
what you're seeing now is just the dirt ground. And
but I have to say, I told Belly to react, but he reacted over the sound of it. Hear the smash. Bad news, bro. Just bad news.
Hey, the phone held in there pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, it's fine. The phone was okay. It was my Galaxy S7.
Is that the one with the smashes all over it?
Yeah. So, honestly though, I do two quick things. I love the Smooth Mobile is awesome. It's really cool. Belly, that's how we made our
that's how we made the Cribs video. We use that a lot.
Really great, and I've already got another one on the way. It is what it is. However, you want to do that one real fast, that's fine. 250 is the note. The last fail that we have for you during the day. When I made the video for you, we're going to go a little bit long today. We might go a few minutes over. But when I made the video, or when I was creating the footage for the song I Want a One Wheel With You, which we will play one more time for you at the end of the day here, I was videotaping it because I want to make the video. But there's just something that everybody, as Belly shows his shirt and gives us the belly out randomly for no reason, I love it. We've got a phone call now because it. You know what? That's fine. Just hijack the show. That's fine. Hijack the show. Let them in. Who's calling right now? 571-354-7338. If you would like to interact with the show, caller, who are you? Where are you from?
Hey, Luch. It's Mario again.
Mario! Ken something.
Cantino.
I never know your name. What's up?
Cantino, yes.
What's up, dude?
I'm coming in late with an old ass topic about letting people ride the one wheel.
You gotta tell us.
Well, hold on. Now let's just catch the people up in case they just, you know what, it's not radio. They've been watching the whole time. They know what the fuck we're talking about. What's up, Mario? What do you think?
All right. So, I don't think you're an asshole, and I'm going to come in here as maybe the asshole from Queens, New York. Now I've got two one wheels now, but I don't let anyone get on them. And, here's why. I mean, not anyone. I've let maybe like two very close friends get on them for about a minute, and then I told them to get the hell off, and that was about it. Couple stories for you. I've seen someone in Manhattan dive in front of a car for the sake of threatening a lawsuit and getting some cash.
No, that's a thing. Yeah, that's happened. Yeah, for sure.
And here's a story of a guy I used to know, and this is the sort of mentality. It's not directly related, but it's the mentality that keeps me from letting people stand on this thing. My buddy used to work with a guy, stunk, ratty clothes, and he had a good job. Probably made about 70 or 80 grand a year as a porter in like this industrial complex, and we both took the subway home with this guy in Brooklyn. And in his car, the dude took out his cap and panhandled on that train for money as a beggar. And this other dude came on the train and started panhandling also. And the dude told him to get the fuck off the train. That was his beat. And that was this dude's side hustle, even though he actually made more money than I do as a teacher. Still just hustling, doing what he could. And so, you know, maybe it's just living in New York City has eroded my trust in almost everyone. But if someone I don't know looks at my board and says, yo, can I try that? I don't even say anything. I just ride the hell away. I am not getting mixed up in any kind of liability. I do not trust half the people I live around. And unfortunately, that's kind of what the world has come to around me.
All right. Well, let me tell you something, sir. I want the Social Media Lounge right now to give him examples of why humanity is not a terrible thing. Let's get him back. No. He's a lost child. I want him back in our womb.
I mean, I understand his mentality of the, like, if someone just happens to try it for 10 seconds, falls off,
Belly,
and hurts themselves,
Belly,
they're going to hold you liable, right?
People are holding, they're posting about, like, tweakers that set up organized on bike paths just so they can mug you and jump you and take your one wheel.
Whoa. That's
oh, yeah.
Good.
Have you not seen these?
No.
So I don't blame him for thinking this way. Mario, you're the best. Plug your channel real quick because I just enjoy the hell out of you, sir.
Thank you so much. You can just type in my name, Mario, M-A-R-I-O, just like the video game character. Contino, C-O-N-T-I-N-O. Plug me into YouTube. I'll come right up. Doing a giveaway next week, and I put up a couple of new videos this week. So, yeah, there should be a lot of good stuff there for people to enjoy.
All right, you join our patron. I promise to learn your name. That's what we'll do. I got you, sir.
That is a deal, my friend.
Mario Cantino, he's a good guy, and I appreciate his sense of humor. Mario, get out of here, dude. Thank you, bud.
Thank you so much.
I like that guy. His audio quality is fantastic. That's like, you're already halfway there in my book if you've got good audio. No, but that's for real. I saw Amanda Thompson commenting on this. People are thinking, like, do I need a weapon? It's like, man. But what I want to make sure that I say is, from the other side of it, man, I just want you to remember that we are the face of this as it grows bigger. And so, you know, if we're dicks about it, like he's saying, and he doesn't have a bad reason to do it. He's not being a dick, but he's just kind of protecting his own interest. That's the more that people don't understand that going into it. They think you're just a dick. I mean,
from someone in the Social Media Lounge, I just avoided an attempted one-wheel mugging.
That just happened during our show. I mean, I'm saying be careful out there. I understand that. But then again, I mean, I was riding my one wheel floating along, and then this like 18-year-old on a bicycle was flying past me, and I was just like, oh, what's up? I gave him the shocker bra.
Do they know what that is?
Whatever. He looked at me like I was like the lamest piece of shit.
Yeah, because you're throwing up the shocker bra.
Dude, I thought immediately because he gave me that look that was like, oh, what an asshole. And he might have just lost a family member. He might have just been riding to a job that he got called into on his day off. You don't know. You know, we don't know. But just remember, whenever you're on a one wheel, and this is kind of, I had a whole lot of things to talk about, but we're never going to get it in one show today. You're definitely going to want to join the Patrons Only podcast here on Thursday, because I've only gotten through about half of my sheet. However, my baseball coach used to tell me this. Did you play sports in high school? We'll end on this.
Football, soccer, yes.
Okay, that's a maybe. So, yeah, played a shit ton of sports, and you wore jerseys. You represented teams, right? I'll never forget high school baseball. My coach, as soon as freshman year when I joined the JV team, he said to us, you are now a part of the Robinson baseball program. So what that means is you're wearing our jersey on your chest whenever you leave your house, from then to whenever you get back home. I don't care if you're on a baseball field, and I don't care if you're in school. You better not be representing us in a way that is a negative light, because if you get in your fights, or you get a DUI, or you go and you get in trouble with the law, or you get suspended, or you get homeroom, or whatever it is, that reflects poorly on me now, on us now. And you're a part of a family, and you got to think about that first. And that's what I wanted to relate to us one-wheelers. The moment you get through that four-week waiting period that we've all been through to get our amazing boards, you're now a part of the family. And you now wear that one-wheel logo all across your chest anytime you set foot on that board. So I would just implore you to maybe just... I'm not saying Mario was wrong.
I don't
just,
think he is. Honestly.
I don't think he's wrong. I don't want other people riding my board. But I'm nice about it. I try to be nice about it at least, because I just remember that. It just takes one me being a dick for no reason, and then that person thinks one-wheel riders are jerks, and then he tells his friends, and maybe he's a bicycle rider, and then he doesn't like anybody on our bicycle paths. We are really, really on a fine line here.
And I think the best way for the solution of this is to find your local shops that sell the board and send them there. Like, hey, you know, this, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit in a hurry right now, but this shop, fill in the blank, sells them. Go over there, check it out, man. It's awesome. That's all you got to do. Send them on the way to get them out and get them on the board themselves.
OneWheel.com, bro. Shaka bra. Get out of there. See ya. Or let them try it. Just be careful at night during, you know, trail rides. It's not a thing that people don't know about anymore. People are starting to realize these are expensive things. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see anybody get hurt. This was one of my favorite shows today. I had a lot of fun with you guys. Belly, let's get out of here.
No, we have to leave?
Already?
Are you sure?
Well, I guess I could do that one more time for them. I said that I would play that song for you guys. The Patrons Only podcast will be on Thursday. Belly is out of here. Goodbye, sir. His belly is out. Thank you all for joining us. I forgot to tell them about the $3 giveaway. Can you hold that up real quick?
Holding what up?
Hold up the stand. I am at the end of July. If you are on our patron page, in fact, I am going to go a little bit long here talking about this. I've got a fender from One Wheel. I've got a stand to hold your one wheel in the car, and I believe that is from on the back. I'm 99% sure who it's from. I'm not going to say until I'm positive. But this stand and this fender are at about $100 value. And we are going to give that away at the end of July to somebody in our Patreon. So all you have to do is head over there, patreon.com/TTRStudios LLC, and you just have to be in the $3 in the money tier or up. Anybody who's in for at least $3, you're in the running for this badass wood-made stained stand that will keep your one wheel in place while you are in your car. And I've also got a fender for you we'll throw in just for being a badass and joining Clyde's army. We want to make sure we're going to give something cool away every single month for if you're in the money in that $3 tier and up. So there's just never been more of a reason to sign up for our Patreon, including it's the only place where you can find this. See you guys Thursday. for the Patrons Only Podcast.
Wonder if you have ever been told that life can be tough when you grow a little older, but I'm here to remind you that doesn't have to be true. Just pick up a tablet.
Thank you, Centerville!
You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.